a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Thanks for staying with us through the breaks. Nice to have you tuned into the program today with Mary and me. Before we talk, searching for summer, and I promise you it's not what you're thinking, as we are going to show you the transformative powers of travel in our personal connection segment today. But first, we want to share that today's broadcast is made possible by MightyMuscadine.com, the king of the superfruits.
Yeah, so this southern grape actually has more antioxidants than blueberries, cranberries, acai, goji, and wine grapes. All MightyMuscadine.com products are clinically tested, and with over 2 million bottles sold already, this product has certainly helped a lot of people, and it may help you as well.
You know, they have a full line of products that include a daily supplement to support heart health and reduce inflammation, healthy energy shots with extracts from the muscadine grape infused with green coffee, and their award-winning all-natural 100% muscadine grape juice. You have to try it. It's delicious. All products ship for free direct to your door when you order at MightyMuscadine.com or RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, our next guest has enjoyed scuba diving in the Red Sea, swimming in the Dead Sea in Jordan with her foster daughter, and many other unique adventures around the world. But it's her work with children and international travel that we find particularly poignant, and it's the reason we invited her to join us today for the latest installment of the Personal Connections series of our program. And I say poignant because these are other people's children she's traveling with, which provides really a whole different context to these journeys. Joining us now is Jenny Manaz to talk about a particular trip to India with a reluctant 14-year-old girl called Summer.
Welcome to the show, Jenny. Nice to connect with you today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, really nice to have you on the show. You know, I want to start off really by saying this. Your writing's about taking a 14-year-old girl named Summer to India. They're inspirational, moving, and clearly transformative. So before we get into the details with you, I'd like you to share with everybody listening a brief background. Explain a little bit about Summer and what some of her struggles were.
Well, I'll give kind of an overview for privacy
Sure.
reasons, but basically Summer was and is a phenomenally intelligent and intense person. She's exceptionally bright, very artistic, excellent writer, but when she hit the teenage years, she just started to have more struggles than the average teen, and she started dabbling in some choices that really weren't serving her. So eventually that led to her coming to spend some time with me, and I decided to homeschool her and use a trip out of the country as a way of kind of giving her a little perspective on the choices she was making and
right.
the life that she was choosing to lead.
So you choose to take Summer not just on any trip. You choose to take Summer to India for, what was it? Was it 4 months?
I think it was just under 3 months.
Okay. And she shows up. We read your essay. She shows up on your doorstep with a bag of clothes. Here you are getting her ready for this big trip. At that point, are you feeling confident that this is going to be a successful trip?
Yes.
Okay.
So very confident because I know from my own travels that no matter which way it goes and no matter what the outcome is,
right.
there's success in every trip.
Very good point. So, all right, so the journey begins, and we'll get into it, but I just would love you to have you just briefly tell us how that started with the 16-hour flight.
She hated it.
Mm-hmm.
I basically had to drag her kicking and screaming to the airport. I mean, she did go willingly, and mm-hmm. She knew the trip was coming. She knew what the plans were, but she tried every tactic in the book to get out of it. She wanted to stay with her friends. She wanted... I mean, I think she would have gone to summer school if I had let her instead of going to India. And I think, you know, she had trouble with transitions. And I think her biggest fear is being yeah. away from her friends for the whole summer.
Right.
Interesting. All right. Yeah. So now you've made it to India. We're going to fast forward with this, you know, after that daunting flight. And you begin by introducing Summer to the Taj Mahal, some Indian food at your favorite restaurant, all good introductions. And you really weren't feeling it at the time. Her spirits weren't much better at this point, were they?
No, definitely.
So, Jenny, you're beginning to think, wait a second. I mean, you know, what am I doing here?
I definitely, at that point, made a decision to dig my heels in and go kind of head-to-head with a very fiery teenager,
right.
Which may or may not have been the best decision at the time.
But clearly, long-term, it seems to have worked. All right, so you, obviously, very difficult And this is a big trip. This is a big trip for anybody, for anyone traveling with a teenager. It's unusual food. It's just a whole different experience. And it's monsoon season, from what I gathered. So the rains are, the skies are opening. So clearly a few difficult moments during the first few weeks. But what I'd love to get to with you is when that begins to shift with her. And as you said, you dug your heels in and you made the choice not to coddle her. You made the choice to have her learn things on her own. What starts to happen with her, and what does she start to learn?
How does travel really begin to impact her?
I mean, I think I slowly started to see, you know, she was still in the evenings with me. She was still, you know, arguing and kind of feisty and not happy and making her desires and not desires known. But during the day, we were volunteering at a location of my choosing. And she really was, during the day, starting to get into playing with the kids that we were volunteering with, making friends with some of the older girls and women that we were working with. She started teaching art classes to some of the younger kids. And when we got home in the evenings, even though she was still not happy with me, she was starting to create art again. We did not have a TV, which I'm sure was painful for her, but she had hours upon hours to just kind of sit in this very basic apartment and create, and she started to do that again, and that, I think, was the first indication to me that she was settling in and finding a way to enjoy her time there. And then eventually what happened was we were helping a new friend of hers from where we were volunteering get ready to go to a boarding school, and she offered to give up her one of her suitcases, which meant that she had to get rid of a bunch of clothes and makeup and all kinds of things that she had insisted on bringing to India. And that was a major shift. That was not something she would have been willing to do at the beginning of the trip.
So she really turns a corner here, and you write so eloquently about how your relationship with her began to shift, and she began to coexist with you, and you began to stay up late talking and having conversations about the world. You know, very powerful story. It really is. You know, have you done this before? Have you traveled with other kids around the world like this?
Yeah, I have traveled with other people's kids. Summer was definitely a unique situation. I have not done a trip specifically like this before or since. I would. It was kind of a perfect storm, and this was just what really needed to happen at that point in her life, and I'm really glad that I was able to provide this opportunity for her.
So if you would tell us, you know, we've got a large audience listening around the country right now. You know, from your perspective, the transformative power of travel, I mean, how did you see that really impact Summer, and, you know, what got you excited that you realized this was the right decision for her, and travel is what made a major impact and helped her, you know, hopefully just go on now and live a very productive life in society?
I mean, I think that anyone who is struggling with anything, I mean, it could be anything from the flu to an addiction to drugs, anyone who is struggling, it's really difficult to get out of your own headspace and to see kind of past the end of your own nose. And have perspective on your place in the world. And just because other people are suffering more than you doesn't mean that your suffering doesn't count, but the perspective is what's needed to kind of get through hard times and move on to better times. And I think that that's what this trip did for Summer. It didn't eliminate her struggle. It didn't eliminate her suffering, but it gave her some perspective, and it allowed kind of for the light to come back in a bit in places.
Okay, well, that's well put. Well put. I certainly understand that. We've got about 30 seconds left with you. Curious right now, you know, how's she doing today?
She's great. I mean, she does her own thing, and she's an adult. She's going to be 22 this month, and I'm just really proud of her. I'm proud of her independence and her creativity and who she is as a person.
And does she still talk to you about that trip to India?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure she does.
Not always, good for you. Positively, but
that's all right, though. But Jenny, good for you. Listen, I have to say, it was very nice to meet you on the phone today and to share a bit of Summer's story for our personal connection segment. Really appreciate it. Thank you very much. Enjoy the weekend, okay?
Thanks, you too.
Take care, Jenny. Thank you.
All right, there goes Jenny, Mary. And, you know, I know I say it a lot when we do these personal connection segments, but travel is so much more than getting from point A to point B.
Yeah.
It is about having that perspective that she talked about. It can be so profound and impactful
and
really bring change.
And pushing people out of their comfort zone,
yeah,
just in general. And
travel
can do that.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
So I'm glad for Jenny and Summer that experience they had. Folks, a reminder to please connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're going to take a quick break for a few commercial messages from our sponsors, but we hope you'll stick right where you are as there's more RM World Travel coming right up.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.